Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Only if there was something to talk about in the college football world, Diesel. Nothing happened this weekend, so we're going to move on and talk about the World Series for the next 3 hours of the show and preview what happened in NASCAR over the weekend. I'm kidding. I'm joking. A packed, jam-packed show coming your way. Welcome into Wire to Wire, hour number two. We have Overreaction Monday, 1 hour from now, taking your phone calls at 5 o'clock. So do not forget calling the show. Utolo, that's right, you're calling the show in 1 hour from now. Can't wait to hear from you and hear what your overreaction may be. But some quick hits on a college football roundup. This is not a Daily Wire segment, but Diesel, we have like seven things to get to, and maybe even more than that, depending on what comes up. We'll also get to some text on the text line that we haven't gotten to yet, like this funny one right here from JT and Greer. You brought this one up during the break, Diesel. JT says, I think whoever wins the South Carolina-Clemson game is safe. The other coach could possibly be fired. Is that out of the realm of possibility?
If it's a 3-score game, like there's nothing that we've seen so far that would suggest that South Carolina is capable of scoring 21 points, let alone beating Clemson by 21 points. But if that were to be the case, heart of hearts, soul-searching time for you Clemson fans. If South Carolina punked you by 3 touchdowns, at Williams-Brice Stadium to end the season and maybe cost you bowl eligibility. Mm. Would you be willing to say those 3 syllables? Fire, Dabo, Sweeney.
I think some or fans
fire,
would.
Fire, is Dabo
fire?
Too,
I think fire.
Fire,
right?
Dab. It depends on if you want to chant it. You know,
oh, yeah,
you chant
it.
It's 4
yeah,
syllables.
Yeah. I think some fans would. I think some fans would. Unfortunately, here's where we are in the college football season for Clemson and South Carolina. That's the only thing left for fans. I know players like are still trying to play for their own draft stock, but that's all that's left. Texter from the 491 says, we all know Riley isn't there to run Garrett Riley's offense. He's there to run Clemson's offense. Can't blame him for Dabo's terrible offense. Texter, I just don't know that to be true.
What are you basing that off
of? I don't know. Like, here's the problem. My issue with that text is we have now seen 3 years of Garrett Riley's offense. You can't convince me that Dabo Sweeney has implemented his offense for 3 years, and Garrett Riley's just calling the plays. Like, you just can't convince me of that. So,
yeah, not, what even is Dabo's offense, right? He was a wide receivers coach, never an offensive coordinator.
I think that's just a
convenient scapegoat
answer. Theme that's, I don't think there's any legs to that. I would actually think opposite, to be honest with you. I would think opposite if I had to pick one. RJ on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line says, Clemson only had, all caps, 1 rushing play that was double-digit yards, a 12-yard run by Randall. Watch Dabo keep saying the "we don't need to use the portal" BS. I'm with you, RJ. 100% agree with you there. Let's see here. Texter says, no, I'm the bad luck. Can't vote against my FSU, and it's killing me, as well as fourth quarter comebacks. I think I've lost 3 so far, sitting at 0, talking about the upset picks challenge. Texter says, literally Dabo said that Garrett was there to run the Clemson offense when he was introduced. That's just not, that's not true. I'm telling you, it's not true. You're not going to convince me that Garrett Riley is there for 3 years running Dabo Sweeney's offense. You're just not. Garrett Riley, that's 3 years.
Yeah, why do you fire an OC just to bring in another guy
to
and
run
say,
your office? Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You, sir, who were wildly successful at your previous location, you're not going to get to do any of that stuff. You're going to do what we tell you to do. Garrett Riley's not taking that job.
And in fact, if you go back, Texter, and listen to press conferences like I do every week, you've actually heard Dabo Swinney say over the years, I've brought this play up. I've brought this play in. We're going to implement this play. I think this will work. We've implemented it into the game plans. I'm telling you. I'm not saying like you're dead. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. I just have no inclination to believe that's true.
If that's the case, Dabo would be the head coach OC.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have an offensive coordinator.
RJ says Clemson and South Carolina football are so bad, this year's game may be moved to 11:30 p.m. on Lifetime. That'd be tragic. Or 5 a.m., right? I don't know. Tolos, don't forget Overreaction Monday, 1 hour from now. Want to hear from you on the phone lines when they are open at 844-326-3663. Diesel, let's do a little college football roundup. Our thoughts on several things that happened over the weekend. I hate to do this, but Diesel, we have to give credit where credit's due. We laugh. We make fun of Dewey. But I don't know if Dewey's still watching, by the way. Dewey called into the show on Thursday or Friday, and Dewey called for Miami to lose to Louisville, and I laughed at Dewey and basically called him crazy.
See, I don't know that Dewey meant it.
I think he did. I think he knows ball.
I think Dewey exists right now only to troll Madcraft. Because every single time Dewey messages in or calls in, he's all over Madcraft about Miami letting Florida State back into that game, letting it become close again.
By the way, is Madcraft okay? Like, has anybody heard from that guy?
I did message him on over the weekend just to make sure that he was okay.
Yeah,
and he messaged me back. He's doing fine. He's alive. Well, let me rephrase that. I messaged him Saturday. Uh-huh. I didn't message him on yesterday after we found out the Chargers lost.
Yeah. It was bad. It was a bad weekend for old Madcraft. But I got to give Dewey credit. Maybe Dewey knows ball. Maybe Dewey knows.
Oh, gosh.
Diesel, how bad is that? Carson Beck, 4 interceptions. Louisville, like we talked about that game on Friday on this show. And we know Miller Moss is capable of winning big games. We saw him do it against LSU, but what did we say over and over last year? Miami just couldn't put together the consistency they needed, and once again, Miami's tripped up. I'm not saying their season's over. It's only one loss.
Did you make a big deal out of Carson Beck essentially throwing his receivers under the bus in his post-game press conference saying,
I'm glad you
essentially
brought that
up. they ran the wrong route?
It's a good question. 5 years ago, Diesel, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I have a huge issue with it. Today, 2025, and in the future, I don't have a problem with it anymore. You know why? These cats are making millions of dollars. I've changed my stance. I used to be on the side of, no, he needs to be a better leader. Don't call anybody out. Screw that. I'm to the point now with this college football. I'm so sick of what it's become. These guys are making millions. You don't do your job, you're not doing your job. You need to be called. Accountability might be a good thing. Should he have said that publicly? Maybe not, but I don't have a huge issue with it.
I don't have a problem with it at all either. If he ran the wrong route, and that would be between Carson, the receivers, and the offensive coordinator, what was the play? Did you do what you were supposed to do? If you didn't do it, and I say flat out, this is what you were supposed to do, and you did something else that caused this play not to work, that's not unfair. That's not an unfair criticism. Like, I know that most quarterbacks and they're polished, and head coaches are polished, and they'll say, well, that's on me for not coaching it correctly. Hey, you can coach it right all day. If your players don't go out there and run it right, that's on them.
Now, he was bad, too. Let's put that out there. Carson
terrible.
Beck had 4 interceptions and 0 touchdowns. So as long as he's okay with admitting, whether he's talking about C.J. Daniels or the Marion kid, whatever, whoever he's talking about, as long as he's okay with saying, hey, I did not help this team win in any way whatsoever against Louisville. I threw four interceptions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Miller Moss threw two touchdowns and zero interceptions. Mm-hmm. You deserve to lose that game. Period.
Yeah. I saw a lot of Georgia fans saying, oh, there he is. There's the Carson Beck we know. There's the Carson Beck we jettisoned and got rid of. Look, I mean, if you're mistake prone, if you're interception prone, in all likelihood, even though he started off with, seven games,
yeah,
where he was really, really good, eventually, for whatever reason, that's going to rear its ugly head. It's going to come back and it stinks when they all happen in one game. You know, it's like you can't explain it. I was sitting next to our counterparts up at the Spartanburg station on Saturday, and we were just thinking, like, how does it happen? What is the catalyst? What is the unexplainable cause for you just having the worst game of your life?
Yeah.
You know, when you just make multiple mistakes. You throw four picks in a single game, you hadn't had four picks all season.
Mm-hmm.
Or this just keeps happening over and over and over again. There's no explanation for it. It's the yips. It's didn't get a good enough night of sleep the night before. I don't know what it is, and coaches can't figure it out. If they could, they'd get paid millions of dollars to coach that out of the teams.
We got to get to Billy Napier next, but let's go to the phone lines where Rick from Greer wants to get in. We do have a few quick seconds to get to Rick. What's up, Rick?
I don't know what to think about the Panthers. Okay, they're 4-3. Their real game is coming up this week.
Correct.
They play Buffalo. If they beat Buffalo, I'll be on the Panther bandwagon, baby.
Oh, he's
but if
back.
They lose,
you'll be back, huh?
If they lose, I'm taking my PSL and selling it right there and then.
Rick, will you be listening?
$5.
Did he just say that? Okay, Rick, you're gone.
Did Rick just say that?
Man, Rick.
Rick never said
that. Did he say bucks? $5?
I don't know.
Because I really thought I heard an F word there.
I don't know. It sounded like
Rick.
Maybe Rick didn't mean to.
Watching on the stream, what did you hear?
Oh, man.
On the stream, what did you hear? Because you guys are getting the
full. For those on the radio, you won't hear it because I dumped it.
You're getting the full unadulterated version.
I don't know if he said bucks or
you know
the other word. That's a good question. Hopefully
Rick,
he didn't.
I don't know.
I don't think Rick would do
Rick's
that.
Rick's never cursed on the radio.
No.
Not on purpose.
I don't think he would do it.
I think he said
bucks.
And we just freaked out.
It didn't sound like bucks, though. So
I really thought I heard something else.
Rick, we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
If you said $5, Rick, then we owe you an apology
$5. Oh, that's funny. All right, next on the College Football Roundtable, Billy Napier, he's gone. We talked about it in the Daily Wire's Diesel. Regardless of what happened, it seemed that that guy was going to be gone. And Billy Napier being gone from Florida, James Franklin being gone from Penn State with just a matter of weeks, seismic shifts, seismic impacts to the landscape of college football. What was your reaction to Billy?
I said, my thought was, hey, I'm glad that he no longer has to live under that kind of pressure.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, he's probably relieved to have been relieved of his duties.
You know, I think Billy Napier is the kind of guy, I watched his post-game press conference. I think that guy's at peace. And I tell you what, credit to him, because I couldn't be. I'd be a little bit stressed out, right? But that guy, and I know $21 million makes you a little bit more at peace, but that guy kind of seemed easy. If you watch that press conference, he kind of seemed to know that that was it. He was okay with it. And I respect that. It's tough. Yeah, $21 million makes it a lot easier, but still, you are still getting fired.
How long does it take for Dabo Swinney to rehire Billy Napier and bring him back to Clemson?
Because
he's been on staff before. Think about it. That is one thing that Clemson has done an awful job at over the past 10 years. You sit and you watch Nick Saban stack former head coaches on his staff again and again and again, right? Guy gets fired from some middling power four job.
Yeah.
He comes to Nick Saban, works on his staff for a couple of years. All of a sudden, bam, he's the hottest thing again, and he's getting jobs in the SEC. Dabo Swinney has not done that. He has not brought in former head coaches, except for Tom Allen. That might be the first one that I can think of. But Allen also had stops in between being a head coach and coming to Clemson.
Breaking news, Madcraft is out from under the rock on the stream. He says it sounded like an F word to him. So we'll go back and listen to it during the break.
Tail of the tape.
Next on the college football roundtable, FSU kicking the can down the road on Mike Norvell, saying, look, we're going to wait till the end of the season. They released an official statement. The rumors and reports, Diesel, over the weekend were true, that there were conversations being had. But I just don't know how this ends well for Mike Norvell because – Brett McMurphy, did you see the tweet that Brett McMurphy sent out earlier today about his age?
I didn't.
So here's what sums it up, Diesel. I'm going to read it on the air for you. Listen to this. This was tweeted 6 hours ago. Mike Norvell was 42 years old when Florida State won its last ACC game, okay? He was 42.
Okay.
Norvell turned 44 2 weeks ago. Again, Mike Norvell was 42 years old when Florida State won its last ACC game.
Wow.
Game. Norvell turned 44 2 weeks ago. That is pathetic.
Yeah.
This is not the SEC. This is the ACC. That tweet right there that I retweeted, you can find it on Twitter, Tolos at @TheColeBryson. That tweet deserves that warrants firing the guy.
Yeah, four straight losses. You start, you know, with one of the hottest starts in college football you could possibly have. You beat Alabama in week one at your place after having a god-awful season the year before. And everybody thinks, oh, my God, you're back. This is a playoff-caliber team for Florida State this year. And then you lose four in a row to teams you shouldn't be losing to.
42 years old when he won his last ACC game, and now he's 44. That is not good. This is the ACC we're talking about.
His losses came to Virginia. I mean, no shame in losing to number 3 Miami.
Yeah.
Pitt, who you out-talent, and Stanford.
Yeah, horrible loss.
Stanford, who shouldn't even be in your conference. You're losing to Stanford.
And they may win, what, two more? They have Wake, Clemson, Virginia Tech, NC State, and Florida.
If they win two, who of those
probably
two?
Probably Wake Forest and NC.
I don't know.
That's a good question. I mean, they win one more. Next on the college football roundtable, the AP poll, Diesel, came out on Sunday, yesterday, and the AP top 25 looks a lot different than we expected it to look. Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M 3, Alabama has climbed their way back to 4, Georgia 5, Oregon 6. They moved up two spots even after that loss a couple of weeks ago. Georgia Tech moved up five spots to number 7. Ole Miss 8, Miami 9, and top 10, rounding out the top 10 is Vandy, moving up 7 spots after beating LSU. Vanderbilt now 6-1 on the season. Again, top 10 is Vandy 10, Miami 9, Ole Miss 8, Georgia Tech 7, Oregon 6, Georgia 5, Bama 4, A&M 3, Indiana 2, Ohio State 1, and Diesel, the bad news is two of those top five, South Carolina has to play in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really tough. Really tough for South Carolina to reach bowl eligibility.
Really tough. So we'll continue, Tolos, to hit on college football all show. We have a absolute loaded show coming up.
When we come back, let's talk all things Clemson Tigers football and what our expert guest in the very next segment saw. Grayson Mann, TigerNet, joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.